What's going on, everyone? Jody Camera and the Mac Man, Jody Mac, in for John today. It is 94 WIP as we broadcast from the beautiful Borgata, our home base, every Friday morning. Wonderful to be with you. And, of course, wonderful to be approaching the summer. Memorial Day weekend obviously beckons. We like that. We like when the Phillies entered in first place. They do. And we love being with you. So welcome, 215-592-9494. Look, we got a lot to get to today. Obviously, Phil's, I think, in many ways top of mind. I mean, I know these games out in Colorado, perhaps not as watched as some other games, although this, you know, one yesterday was an afternoon game, so maybe you caught it. But, you know, later games, nighttime, earlier in the week. But they're on a roll, guys, major. Seven in a row, so we'll talk about that, what they've been doing first 2 months, how they project moving forward. A lot today still on the tush push, residual stuff. Jason Kelce, who was obviously in the room 2 days ago when this all went down. Kelce will join us at 7:30. We look to talk to him. Beat the Hammer today. Phillies tickets on the line. We got a lot to do. All of it with you on the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Mac Man in for John. How are you, pal?
Very good. And yourself, Mr. Good. The Camera? I think you and I did a Friday Memorial Day show 2 years ago. Last year, no, but the year before, leading into the summer. And it was an okay summer for the Phils.
Yeah.
Good year. It came up a little short in the NLCS, but not too shabby.
No, not at all. And we good here on audio? I just, I'm,
Jody's mic doesn't sound on.
Say it again, James.
Jody's mic does not sound on.
Jody's mic
sounds like Jody's
sound
mic is coming through another mic where it's incredibly low.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so I'll do some talking while we get that resolved. Jody, tap that thing every once in a while. We'll make sure we get that better. Devin, how are you? You good? Yeah, Devin's mic's
same
not
with
on
Devin.
Either, so we'll get that taken care of as well. All right, well, let's get to it here, guys. So let's start Phil's. And also, let's get my microphone maybe, James, turned down a little bit, or am I over?
No, you're good. You're perfect.
I'm good.
Everyone
okay.
needs to match you.
Understood. Okay. So here's the deal, guys. Phil's are a great team.
I see right? a little louder for Joe.
Phil's are a great baseball team. And, you know, I'm curious if anybody objects to that as I state that this morning. You know, obviously four in a row versus Colorado, but seven in a row overall. Let me give you three straight facts. Fact number one, Phils are two games up on the Mets entering Memorial Day weekend. Two games up for first place in the division, which is fantastic considering where they were, you know, 3-4 weeks ago. Second factor, one game up on the Dodgers for the best record in the National League. I mean, as of right now, you'd have home field advantage in the playoffs in the National League portion. And the third fact is they're only a half a game behind, believe it or not, the Detroit Tigers for the best record in all of baseball. So, like, they are totally where I think you should want them to be entering Memorial Day weekend. I mean, 2 months in, and I know it was a circuitous route to get there, okay, because we all know, you know, from, I don't know what the date was, April 15th through, you know, May 10th or whatever it was a little squirrely in there. But holy mackerel. I mean, they are on freaking fire. So, you know, as we enter this tremendous weekend and the three-day weekend and all that, and a lot of people, you know, coming down the shore, and I'm sure some already down the shore, we ask you today at 215-592-9494 for your reaction in the first 2 months of the Phillies and your sense of where this thing goes from here, because obviously I think they deserve a tremendous amount of credit. Lizardo, who we barely talked about in the offseason, has been an incredible addition. I think the biggest negative has been Nola. I think the biggest negative in the first 2 weeks is totally, it looks like, worked itself out, and that would obviously be Romano, who got in there and closed that thing down yesterday. Bullpen, you know, we still have our concerns. The Alvarado thing is not something to ignore. It's a problem. But there's a lot more good on this team than bad. I mean, they're a great baseball team. So if you agree with me that they're a great baseball team, want to hear from you, 215-592-9494. If you disagree with me, certainly want to hear from you as well, and I'll ask you, you know, what you're talking about, Willis. I mean, here's the deal, guys. They cannot prove in April or May. They cannot prove in April or May, or, by the way, June or July. They simply cannot prove that they will win the World Series. It's unprovable. It's not possible. But what they can prove is that they're a great baseball team. And in my opinion, they have. And I understand all the residual frustration of past years. And guys, I share it with you. Of course I do. We all know the way it ended the three Octobers in a row was crushing. And it kind of hurt our Philadelphia sports soul. I get it. But I mean, I think they're answering the bell. Jody, I think they're answering the bell in a really big way that they deserve tremendous credit, especially for how it got a month ago and how they came through that.
Last time I was here on WIP was Monday night, so the weekend sweep and the first game in Colorado, and I still had to field calls about, yeah, but who are they beating?
Yeah.
And yes, they're playing bad teams right now. That's what the schedule is all about. That's what the season is all about. When you're playing a bad team, you wipe them off the floor. You win seven straight games, and that's exactly what they've done. So for the excuse makers who want to just, oh, wait till they play a real team. Okay, yeah, they're going to play a whole bunch of real teams between now and the end of the season. Everybody has the soft underbelly to the schedule. And when it pops up, you need to take advantage of it. And I'd say seven wins in a row is pretty much taking advantage of
it. Totally. And I'll add this. I mean, does anyone, and I'm going to a number that they are less than, more than 10 games away from projecting to, but does anyone think they're going to be under 90 wins? I mean, guys, they're projecting right now, and I have to do the math. I know as of 2 days ago, it was 101. I mean, I guess at this point, they're probably projecting a 102 or 103 games. I mean, you know, they're going to win somewhere between 90 games, and I'll just give you a really high extreme number, 105. I don't think they're going to win 105. But the bottom line is they're probably going to win between 90 and 100 games.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Go to 91.
Why?
Because I got them at 90 and a half. So start with 91 going up to 105.
Jody, you're good, man. How many shekels on that one?
A couple, yeah.
Yeah, you're good. Okay. Dude, let me tell you something. I'd be very happy with that bet right now. Now, then again, last year, you know, they look like they're on pace for 163 wins at this point. And, no, they finished above 91, but it wasn't exactly, you know, like the one freaking 15 they were, you know, projected to or whatever it was. Look, we'll take your reaction at 215-592-9494. I mean, it's really been, I just think it's been something to see and behold. And maybe you think it's an overstatement on my part, but I mean, hasn't almost all of it rounded into form? Now, Marsh is still not a great center fielder, and it's a weak position, okay? Boehm, I'm not sold on. But, I mean, Bryce is back to being Bryce. He gets you, you know, I think it's fair to say the biggest hit of the game yesterday. It's the only one you really needed because it scored the only run of the game they needed to win the game. And ultimately, Kepler gets a double as well, and they win 2-0. But, I mean, and I come back. It's like every time we talk about the Phillies, I come back more than anything to this reality. My team, on an almost daily basis, puts out a better starting pitcher than the other team. Like that's like almost every day.
And
Jody Ranger yesterday, and there may not be a spot for him next year on the team, and there probably won't be, and we'll talk about that. But, I mean, my God, Ranger Suarez, if he's the five or the four or, like, whatever he is, like, I love that guy. The guy's unbelievable.
And, oh, by the way, they don't always put out the best starting pitcher. I watched it over the weekend with Paul Skeens.
Of course.
Oh, man.
I know.
Does he have nasty stuff.
He does.
But, sure enough, Philly scratch a run, and that's all they need.
That's right.
And they win the game.
Because here's the other thing. Even if they don't have a better starting pitcher, and occasionally, certainly they won't, and they did not in the Skeens game, although he pitched better, but, you know, I mean, Skeens is a better pitcher. But here's the thing. For all of the discredit that this lineup gets based on inconsistency and all that, and obviously October flameouts, the reality is even this, at times, highly frustrating lineup at times, is still better or much better, as in case in point the Rocky series, than most teams they face from that standpoint. I mean, guys, even last year, as bad as it got in October, and it was horrible, let's not act like the Phillies lineup was bad. They scored the fifth most runs in baseball. So I have a team that projects to probably be a top 5 to 10 run scoring producing team this year, and a top, you know, two or three, if not one, starting pitcher team this year. I mean, I just think, I mean, Devin, this team and the rebound, and Devin, you know how, I mean, kind of nasty the conversation was a month ago.
Yeah.
I mean, Devin's mic's still not on, so we really got to get that resolved. Look, 215-592-9494, highly impressive what they've done, so we'll take your reaction on all that. Seltzer, talk to me, my man. How impressed are you?
I'm really impressed. And look, I get it. I think we, you know, there are two caveats that are going to come up in this conversation right now. One, they're beating up on bad teams. We get it. Two, it only matters what happens in the playoffs. We get it. But all we can do is judge what we're seeing right now. And to Jody's point, how many years have we talked about this team like failing against the Marlins or not getting it done against the Nationals or on West Coast trips or whatever? Like, they're handling business right now. And they're doing it in the exact way that we asked for. I would even say in the last 2 weeks or so, this might be the best that this group of guys as an offense has looked together. You know, the whole Castellanos, Harper, Trey, Schwarber, you know, Bohm, like the whole group, like they're all hitting, they're passing the baton. That was something they talked about in spring training, the idea of passing the baton, just get up, get a hit, get on base, keep it moving. They're doing that. They're spraying the ball around the field. Trey Turner's stealing bases. He's hitting with a little bit of power. Harper's hitting with power. Like, I get it. They're playing bad teams, but they're handling their business. Like, none of these games were close. Like, 2-0 yesterday was the closest of any of these four games.
Right.
Like, they're doing what we could, and to your point, amazing pitching. Obviously, the bullpen's an issue. They're going to have to figure something out, even though Romano, my guy's been awesome. But, like, I don't know how you could ask for more right now from what this team, for what they're doing. Like, in the moment, like, give them credit where due. They're playing really good baseball.
Big time, man. Look, 215-592-9494, your chance to react. So, talk to us. Where do you stand on that? I mean, when I tell you that, again, they can't prove in May that they're going to win the World Series. They can't. And you know that. Everybody knows that. But here's where I'm at, and I'll view it from an emotional standpoint. All in. 100% in. I know I might get my heart broken in October. I accept that. Now, I'm not happy that it might happen. But I know this. I'm a lot happier than in 2016 when I knew my team was out of it by Memorial Day. Out of it. Right? So I'm all in, 100% emotionally in on the team in the season, impressed by them, encouraged, hopeful, and really, frankly, very happy.
Quick question to make your point. Who right now, if you say, oh, you can't win the World Series in May, okay, fine. Who has?
Right. Exactly.
You can only do it in comparison with everyone else playing baseball at this time.
Right.
You want to say you think the Dodgers have a better lineup, a better roster, whatever. Okay, fine. Who else?
Listen,
silence.
I hear you. And I'll add this. No team in baseball history has won the World Series in May. It's never happened.